Blog Talk Radio.
Cause we're a goal, we're speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it up, cause we're a goal, we're speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. Superhorror in his finest form, it's all the fucking rain. I get mad, through rainstorm, flashing, cutting, chopping, something. Turn up, I'm doing nothing, watch the fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked reasons, no conviction, how the fuck we be living, yeah, it's top of the league, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this mother shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faith in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming on them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle around the radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bring it, dog, cause we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking off your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it, dog, cause we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking off your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Woo-woo. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, he'll be joining us much later on. But we are only doing an hour and a half show tonight. We're going to 12:30 for a couple of reasons. One, I'm feeling like shit. Started bronchitis. And two, I got work in the morning. So, I figured do an hour and a half show. So that way, you know, y'all still get your show. Nonetheless. But I think we're going to pick off where we left off last night. You know, we were actually, you know, premiering the brand new Slipknot CD, along with the, you know, Gang Rag Reborn. But I definitely want to pick up with Slipknot because I am a diehard maggot. Like, I love fucking Slipknot no matter what. So here we go. This is Skeptic.
You are a
And we are back. What's going on, ghetto?
Hello? What's going on here?
Damn it, no yelling.
What are you talking about? It's how I talk.
Oh, man.
I got it bad.
For a minute, like, I thought you were about to break into some motherfucking Usher.
That's what I was referring to, sir.
Oh, damn it, Usher. No.
You should be listening to that. Don't you know?
I won't listen to Usher. Usher scares me. He's gay.
I don't care. Still listen to it. I'm right. You're wrong. Anyway, what's going on?
Sit. In for a match.
Then you already watched this?
Since I fell asleep on it.
Wow, you enjoyed it that much.
And I pulled a plug in. Justin. The fuck's his last name again?
Just call him Eldridge. Casket.
Okay, yeah. Casket. AKA Justin.
Yes. I don't know why people try to watch movies when they're tired, so.
I don't know.
Because that can never work out.
So true.
But if you want to go back and watch something on that network, you should go back and watch Main Event from Tuesday.
What happened Tuesday?
You just got to watch the beginning of it. It's absolutely ridiculous. It involves the Usos, Golden Stardust, and JBL.
Oh, God, what the fuck did JBL do?
It was funny as hell. He's like, this is Jonathan Coachman's city. How did he not get this gig?
Damn.
How you going to mention that guy? A guy got fired like a long time ago.
Hey, man, yo, how about this? Fucking Sears is going out of fucking business.
Sears has been going out of business for quite some time now.
Well, yes.
And why was that important that you needed to tell everybody?
I don't know, man. I just saw fucking Sears closing. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? I was just there like, never mind. Yeah, I was just there like a couple days ago. Yeah,
is your Sears closing?
I don't know, but I'll laugh if it does.
The one over here is closing.
Like I said, I'll laugh if it does.
Not like I ever shop in there anyway.
Exactly.
I think the last time we bought something in there was when my mother bought just like a stereo to listen to. That's the last time we were in there picking it up from, like, you know, however they bring it out and shit.
Yeah, man, it was like about 110 years closing.
I don't know. It's really not that important.
Look,
unless you shop there a lot.
No, I really don't.
As where the mall over here pretty much has no stores in it anyway. So, Sears being gone will just add to the list of things that disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, we have a GameStop in there. We got cell phone places. We got a Hot Topic, surprisingly still. And then we got an FYE and a Spencer's. Well, then, of course, you know, Macy's, but who gives a shit about that?
Speaking of fucking Hot Topic, what was it, fucking Wednesday, yesterday, I walked in the fucking Hot Topic. I literally had to walk out because they were playing Lil Wayne. I was like, fuck this.
Seriously? They had that on the radio?
Yes. I'm like, what the fuck you doing?
Damn.
Man, I was like, yep, nope, peace.
Yeah, last time I checked, that was supposed to be for the gothic kids.
But it is, but I'm guessing when Tommy's not there, they play random bullshit. Tommy's the manager for the Hot Topic here.
Oh, I don't know these people by name over here.
I know like two of them by name. Tommy, and then of course Matt Quinn, because of the fact I went to school with his brother.
Well, why don't they give you some type of discount?
That'd be nice.
Oh, and all that merchandise that you buy.
Unfortunately, you know, there's not too much stuff there I actually want to buy.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I saw one thing that I definitely want to buy from Funko Pop. The Ecto-1.
Is that like the car?
Yeah.
You collect pop figures?
Not really, but I definitely want that plug in. That's the one, though. That's the one thing I want.
I used to have that car with, like, the Ghostbuster toys back in the day.
Yeah, I did, too. Then I don't know what the fuck happened to them.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck it's at now.
I mean, shit. Oh, yeah, don't trade anything in. Don't try to trade things in on fucking Amazon.
Yeah, I really wasn't planning on it.
Well, nah, man, because of the fact I went there, you know, because fucking, of course, WWE on fucking Exeter was promoting a fucking CD that I've never even seen before until, you know, this fucking, what was it, like, episode 280 or something like that? And it was a CD that was put out by Stone Cold called Stone Cold Metal.
He made a CD.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's like a track listing of tracks from like hair metal bands and shit like that.
But anyway, well, what were you trading in?
Oh, you know, it was good. Since I have, you know, three copies of fucking Abomination, I was going to try and trade one of them in because I figured, don't need it.
Wait, why do you have three copies?
And I bought fucking, I think I bought them all because of the fact I wanted the fucking cards. But,
okay.
Yeah, man, like I went to fucking do the trading thing. Man, they wanted to give me 2 cents for this shit.
Yeah, that's like at MLB video game I was trying to trade in. They wanted to give me 2 cents. I was like, seriously?
Yeah, man. And what's funny is the fact that, you know, they wanted to give me 2 cents for fucking Harry Potter, too.
Hey, I understand that. I understand that one, though.
Like,
yeah,
a dollar.
Things are of no value anywhere after so long.
Yeah, man. And I got the fucking collection of, you know, the original Turtles movies for all three of them. Amazon wanted to give me a dollar for all three.
Wait, why are you getting rid of those? You just got those.
No, I've had those. I just, you know, I just wanted to see how much they would give me for it. But yeah, no.
It's just like anywhere else you would take them. DVDs are worth a dollar something after you paid like $15 to $20 for it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And video games are not even worth half the value that you paid for.
Yeah, man, fucking, actually, no, I mean, for the fucking Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, since I beat that game already, I brought it back, and they gave me $12 for that shit.
Now, how much more store credit do you get on that damn card?
You get a shitload of credit up on the card.
No, I mean trade-in value compared to just trading something in.
But with the card, you know, it adds a few more points to it. So, you know, like, it gives you extra money.
Yeah, it gives you a hell of a lot of money, apparently.
Hey, look at this, man. Fucking get this coupon from the rewards catalog for only 9... Well, I don't have 9,000 points, but,
Yeah, with the points that I have, I can get a $5 off any pre-owned game, but... Why would I waste all those fucking points when I could just keep going and eventually get a $10 one off?
Here's right here, though, too. Power up steal of the week. Buy two, get one free.
Wait, they got that deal going on again?
Yeah, but you need to have like 9,000 points in order to,
it's not that deal that they had going on. No. Back in the process, they could buy 3 games.
Nope. Right now I've got fucking 5,287 points.
I think it's funny, during that deal, I bought those games and I only have one left. Because I traded back the other two.
There you go, man. For fucking 4,000 points, I can get me a fucking Pokemon booster pack.
That's not even worth it.
Or for 4,980 points, I can get a Avengers 48-piece puzzle.
Ooh, a puzzle. That you'll never do.
Or 5,000 points to get $5 off of one GameStop item.
I mean, what else did they possibly sell besides the games?
controllers and stuff like that.
Well, besides all that nonsense. Besides stupid cell phones, tablets.
Yeah. There we go, man. Fucking. For 5,200 points, you can get a Star Wars Boba Fett poster huggy.
A poster huggy?
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
It's either a poster or a snuggie. What the hell is a poster huggy?
Even in the heat of a Tatooine buzz battle, Boba Fett is one cool customer now. You can keep your drink cooler. In the bottom of a Sarlacc pit with this Boba Fett huggy. So apparently it's something that you can put on your drinks and shit.
The hell? I would have never guessed that.
I wouldn't have either. What else they got here? There we go. Just for our Angel. For 6,200 points, you can get a Wonder Woman cape socks.
Yeah, that's just what he needs.
Man, he'd probably rip them. I mean, he tried to ping them on.
he probably already has a pair.
Yeah, probably. Or you get a fucking Alien poster. They got a new game coming out for that one.
No, get the hell out of here.
Alien Isolation. Far Cry 4.
I don't even want to watch the movies. Fuck, I want to play a video game.
I don't know. And, I mean, they have some interesting fucking shit here. Like, you got those fucking scalers like, for your phones and shit. They need to stop giving away fucking 48-piece puzzles because there ain't no way in hell I'm doing that shit.
There ain't no way you know anybody doing it. Ain't nobody do puzzles anymore.
Yeah,
unless
no.
It's on a fucking, unless it's on a fucking video game.
Yeah, like Saw.
Well, Saw, God of War, fucking Darksiders.
Yeah. They're doing puzzles.
Like, really? The game, you know, the games are usually, you know, easy and, you know, fun to play and shit until you gotta do a fucking puzzle. And then you're there for hours.
There we go, fucking Batman shield wrist bracelet.
That's just what you need.
That's one of those fucking slap bracelets, too.
Wow, I haven't seen those in years.
I haven't either.
Wow.
I mean, it'd go great with my new fucking Deadpool fucking gloves I bought from fucking Spencer's.
Uh-oh. Well, you better buy the Venom mask from Hot Topic, then.
And they didn't even have the Venom one at that year.
Well, damn.
Not that I know of anyways, because, like I said, they were playing Lil Wayne. So I walked in and walked out.
Well, I'm just saying, man, over here, they got the masks right there in front of the store, so you'd see them as soon as you walked in.
Hot Topic. Yeah, I'm going to get that, too. Fucking rock that along with the,
I'm just saying, it's a pretty cool mask, even though I'm never going to wear it. But it's cool.
Yeah. Damn, it's fucking, they have the T-800 fucking for a Funko Pop toy. Pretty interesting. A pin and a fucking pinhead.
Yeah, they got Freddy Krueger, they got Jason, they got Chucky, they got Dr. Spaulding.
They got the mayor from Nightmare Before Christmas.
They pretty much got those toys for any fucking thing.
Yeah.
Anything you're looking for.
Yeah, even fucking stupid-ass My Little Pony.
They even have Power Ranger ones, Havoc.
Yeah, I've seen those ones. I definitely want to get those ones. Probably maybe the White Ranger or Green Ranger.
They got the Red Ranger.
I only want red, green, white.
Speaking of which, the original Red Ranger is going to be at the next Comic-Con thing over here in December.
Hell yeah, man.
Austin, yeah. St. John.
Shit, I'm saving up money so that way I can go to fucking Morphicon.
And where and when is that?
Morphicon is normally usually in California. Always
damn.
In California. It's usually between August 22nd to August 24th.
Well, you better start getting your money, man.
Hell yeah. Fucking. And it's dope, too, because of the fact, you know, because of the guests they get there, too. I mean, like, this year they had, I remember what they called it. They had a fucking cast member from, like, you know, from each of them. Like, so from, you had Power Rangers, so you had, like, fucking Bulk was there. Fucking Skull, of course, because Skull's always there. Like, you know, the original Red Ranger.
And then, of course, Jason David Frank.
He's been there a couple times. He doesn't always show up, though. I'm sure they had fucking Sophia Crawford there this year. The stunt double for Kimberly.
Yeah, I wouldn't have never known that either.
John Young Bosch goes to him sometimes. Okay, David Yost was there this year. pretty sure, you know, he had a few people come up to him and ask him, you know, what's it like to be a gay Blue Ranger?
Man, only you. But why don't you continue what you were doing yesterday and hit us with some new Slipknot and Blaze?
Sounds good. Well, I just played brand new Slipknot when you called in. So let's go with some Blaze. Let me get up to it. Get past Boondocks. Damn it, Boondocks. You had too much music up on here.
That you never play.
I play some from time to time, but not all of it. Let's see. I say we go with Lost and Found. I fight with the fucking CD case. To get the booklet out. Her name is Ashley.
Ashley Wood?
Heidrick.
Oh, sure, you can get the damn CD case out of the plastic fine, but you can't get the booklet out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and she was also on Ted and Fuyance as well, and Ghost Bars.
She's on more than one track on this CD?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really listened to the CD yet for the fact that I didn't open it.
Yeah, man, just like with Abominations, man, you get a fucking banner with this shit, too.
A banner?
Yeah, you know how Abominations, like, when you flipped over the book, with you, like it said, Abominations on the side, like, on the back of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that with this one, too. This one says, Zombie King.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of random shit that you get, WWE, they sent me a Total Divas poster.
Why?
To go with my order that I had.
Damn.
It was just a free poster. I was like, the fuck? And I'm still not going to watch the show, though.
No. Wouldn't either. I've seen it a few times and it was absolutely terrible.
Well, I mean, I'll occasionally watch it since my sister watches that nonsense.
Yeah. I ain't watching that shit. Man, they got a fucking an El Torito mask.
That's been there, man.
And Stardust gloves.
Why don't you go? Wait, did you say gloves?
Yes.
Why don't you buy the Rey Mysterio mask and then you can go be a Rey Mysterio?
What? Go get injured?
Well. You could be the new Rey Mysterio that doesn't get injured. You know, like Sin Cara, he left, and then Hunico took over, and now he doesn't get injured.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So you can go ahead and save Rey Mysterio.
I don't want to save him. Besides, but I highly doubt these fucking masks will actually fucking fit me.
Boy Blue made a video. Twisted claims they are better than ICP.
Oh, that's my fighting word there.
Although it is kind of true, though.
Well, yeah.
Their marketing's better, well, for the most part. And they can actually ship things out on time. Their music is definitely better at this time.
Agreed. I definitely agree. The fuck he's gonna say? It's gonna probably be like a 12-man thing of him saying, "No, they're not better than them." No, it's 2 minutes long.
What's up, y'all? Boy Blue up on here. Twisted Juggalo Freak Show, motherfuckers. This video is, of course, about the recent interview that was released today. It's all over the place. Sega Lovers, Juggalo Green posted about it. Of course, I posted it on Juggalos Online. But this video is about how in it was mainly Paul, Monoxide Child of Twisted, basically claimed that they are the wickedest out there, and that no one is more wicked than them, better than them. So that includes ICP, as the title entails, and I'm going to title this. But he admits that they don't have, like, theatrics and stuff like that, like ICP do, but that their energy on stage is better. Which, I'd have to agree. You know, like I said, I'm a Twisted Juggalo, and I've always thought that Twisted were lyrically better than ICP, and they do put on a hell of a show. I've seen them 3 times so far. This is the End of Days t-shirt, tour t-shirt here. I've seen them back in 2009. I've seen them at the Tempest tour, then the Toxic Terror tour, then I met them at the End of Days in-store signing. I got a video of that here on YouTube. Check it out. Look for Twisted, meeting Twisted and Boondocks in store signing. And Boondocks actually recognized me from YouTube, so that was dope. But, anyways, I have to agree that they are the wickedest motherfuckers out there, and they deserve to be on top. And they said that this new album, The Darkness, that comes out in January, is going to be their best shit they've ever done. So I cannot wait for that. If it tops Abominations, wow, that'll be a surprise, because Abominations was, like, their best work, you know. So, anyways, I want to know y'all's thoughts and comments and video responses, and, check out Twisted Serial Killing Jugglers on Facebook, the like page. Be sure to check out Jugglers Online for the article. And, keep all the other links in the description. Don't forget to give this thumbs up. Check out my recent videos. What's wrong with you, bro?
And, yeah, I gotta agree. But, he probably should have mentioned that, Abominations was definitely one of the best albums they put out when they were still Psychopathic.
Well, I liked Freak Show a lot better.
I did too, but I'm just saying. And what the fuck is this bullshit? I'm reading the stupid comments. Psychopathic homie. Motherfucker, why could you spell psychopathic in your comment, but your name is spelled completely different?
Oh, my favorite today was, and Juggalo Family Chat, where the person said that they had Ebola symptoms, and they spelled Ebola completely fucking wrong.
Oh, bud.
A-B-O-W-L-A.
Wow.
That was the fuck-up of the day.
And chances are you don't have symptoms of Ebola if you can't even spell it properly.
Probably don't even know what the fuck it is.
Bud.
But I'm just saying, man, if you can't spell, man, you know, look it up or something.
Yeah, seriously. Go on Google for a reason.
And it's all over the news, man. I'm sure they spell it on there. Look at the goddamn screen, man.
So true.
I mean, it's all over the world right now. That's the big story.
And this bitch, fucking Lynn Gilbert, commenting under what is everyone's favorite ISP songs. She put chickening hunting.
Chickening?
Yes.
Is that a new song?
Yes, it is. Oh, man.
I wonder if they're going to do that new song at the concert.
Yes, Mike. I think what you should do, when you go to the show, request it.
what do you mean if I go to the show? Obviously,
okay,
I'm going to the show.
Okay, fine. When you go there, request it.
Yeah, as they look at me like, what? Like that girl online, man, you know, that Juggalo group. said it, that was her favorite song by you guys.
And I'll be like, what the fuck?
Like, do you mean chicken hunting? Like, no, man, no, that's a different song.
I'm listening. Your bullet dude must have gotten fucking booted off here because he ain't know he's not even there anymore.
I don't know if it was a dude or a chick. I forget who posted it, but it's probably buried in there somewhere.
Wow. You know what, Bennett? I think I should get back together since we haven't heard any new from him in a long time. Critical Bill.
Critical Bill.
Yeah.
Damn, it's been a while.
Hell yeah, man.
They had some decent songs, right? I think I liked all about them.
Yeah, man.
I had free tickets to one of their shows one time, but I couldn't make it to Ohio.
Yeah, you know, they had, like, Rock Like That, Shouting.
Yeah, those two songs are good.
They did a track, you know, My Suicide.
What label were they on? They were Strange.
They were a part of Strange for a while.
Yeah.
But, I don't know what they're doing.
Whatever happened to them?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Nobody ever mentioned them, leaving and whatnot.
Yeah. Critical Bill. Yeah, because that was the Shouting Rock right there, report of Everready.
Yeah, the Strange Library thing.
Yeah. And that their last shit they put out was back in 2007, which was Downtown the World.
I don't think I ever knew that they left the label.
I don't think most people do. On their site, so let's see.
Kind of like how, you know, Motown Rage from from Psychopathic.
Yeah.
They didn't last too long.
No, they didn't. Let me see.
Although I think they lasted longer than Gold 187.
That's definitely true. Yeah, nope, not seeing anything. Thanks, why they left.
So, how you feel about the new name and new logo for the Magic Ninja Entertainment?
I haven't even seen it yet.
It's on the back of that Blaze CD. It's on the advertisement for the Blaze CD being in stores that you shared.
Oh, it's definitely dope that. Yeah, I'm seeing it now because I didn't even pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, that's obviously their new logo now. I think they need to slap that on a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, man, it looks like Blaze has his own fucking label too called Grundy Entertainment.
Oh yeah, that's been around for a while now. Just like Native World.
Oh yeah. In Cartel.
I forget what the email was that was on their Big Cartel store, but I had that at one point because I had to contact them so they could send me my drive-by CD. It was from, you know, Native World and Grundy Entertainment.
Yeah.
I think it was like combined it into an email.
Man, it probably was.
I forget what it was, but yeah, that's besides the point. At least I got my CD.
Yeah, seriously.
It didn't take too much.
Oh, no, it didn't. I say we go with another Blaze trick. I say we go with About That Life.
You ain't about that life.
There we go.
It's a struggle every day where I'm from. I roll with the 12 gauge pistol grip palm. Police issue, steal blood tissue on it. Took it up a dead man, best cut protective. Nobody is anymore, it's just sweet. Leave them full of holes, now they call them Swiss cheese. Don't ever fuck with me, you ain't about that life. Still bringing snake nights to gunfight. Got a second like dice, hit 11. Roll the motherfuckers again, I'm hitting 7. Get money. From these characters, I'm Robbie Cano, and I'm sticking up the Mariners. I want it all, what I'm worth, so I'ma take it. Don't need your advice, go on and save it. It's useless, so goose it to your bitches. Stay out my lane, would you try to fucking shit? I tell a little shotgun, and he locked and loaded, and know he's ready to blast off. He represents the money hoes like a drug murder. Lamborghini can't see me, hood Houdini, copper feel, my illusions real, crossed up, out of luck, locked it for the kill, you gonna feel every bullet as it at the skin, it's fresh within, blood exiting, let off a couple strays in the air, I don't care, motherfuckers gonna know I was here, know the fear, coast ain't clear, no light at the tunnels end, grimy in the street, spot that light, 211, only case to play for the safe and the hardware, mask up, get what you need, and get out of there. This is the life, and about that, getting money any means, never doubt that. Stick up, kid, and I'm getting mine. Keep doing my thing while you stand in line.
Undertaker, I've always been curious about. What the fuck ever happened to that black tear he had?
I don't know. Probably had it removed like Sarah across his throat.
Yeah, man, I was like, Yeah, because, like, you look at it, you know, back in when he first came in and shit like that, he has, like, a fucking black tear, on the side of his, right side of his face.
Yeah.
And now, he doesn't have it anymore.
I don't know what to tell you.
Definitely something interesting. You know, if we could maybe get him up on here for a show, we could ask him.
Good luck. He's probably still recovering from his loss.
Yeah, to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And we kidding, man. He's probably still recovering from, like, all of his other matches. Hell in a Cell with Triple H.
Well, mainly just the last one.
But, I don't know. I don't see him coming back for next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, there's really no point.
I mean, you know, like, unless they decide to bring him back to have him face Sting.
Unless they're going to do that, then there's really no point for him to come back at all.
Yeah, I think he did.
Unless you bring him back to, like, talk or some shit like Hulk Hogan's always there to do.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, where Hulk Hogan comes back, cuts a terrible promo.
And he does that. Even without being there.
Hulk Hogan used to be good. And now he can't remember anything.
This is very true. He's just old. Retarded. And just like Flair, doesn't know when to go away.
That's it. Let's post all your money and all your weed on the internet. Let's go find that guy.
Yeah, no.
Let's go find that guy and get some money.
Yeah, on him, get the money, and then leave.
Exactly. No, we're going to hang around.
I think Uncle Bill has a new CD coming out.
Let's see.
Again, Reverb, since they're up on there now.
Reverb.
gonna get back to the stars.
That's not that bad.
Man, it sounds like some Disturbed or something.
Yeah. I'm just not used to hearing Paradise fucking sing.
Yeah, I really didn't think that was the same band right there.
Yeah, it's definitely the same band. Into Brandon 2, Michael Scott still up in there, Dan Lewis, Paradise, of course, Phil Thacker.
I've seen them live before.
And they have a pre-order going on up on here.
Up here.
So you got a few of them. You got Critical Build, a new Eternal CD bundle, number one. Then you got bundle number two and bundle number three.
What do you get in these bundles?
Yeah. Well, bundle number one, you get a autographed copy of the new Eternal and a Critical Bill guitar pick necklace. That's from bundle one. That's only $10.
Guitar pick necklace, huh?
Yep. Bundle number two, you get a, of course, you know, autographed copy. Who the fuck is Critical Bill t-shirt and Critical Bill guitar pick necklace for $25. And then for bundle number three, which is $50. You get a autographed copy, a Who the Fuck is Critical Bill Ben t-shirt, the pig necklace, and a pullover hoodie.
So is that CD going to be in stores?
I don't know yet. Right now I'm seeing it up on Big Cartel.
They don't need a guitar pick necklace.
Oh, come on, why not?
What the fuck am I doing with that?
I don't know. You can wear it to a show. Show some support.
I thought I was if I was asking about the CD.
Well, you know. Rock the necklace to a show or something like that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Looks like no, it will not be on a in stores. I mean,
well, that's beat.
The only thing I see from Critical Bill, which would be Down to the World and then Underground Kingdom, which came out in 2010.
Let's see.
I don't know, man. I might go for the $10 one. Just, you know, it's cheap.
Exactly.
And it's autographed.
Yeah, well, autograph doesn't seem to go too well these days.
Yeah, we'll see what they do with it.
Good old Blaze signed the plastic. So, I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
See what other bands do.
Yeah. It'll definitely be dope to see what they do. And god damn it, AJ D. Perez. You can't spell what the fucking lick, can you? Just because you're a fucking minor does not give you an excuse for being stupid.
What are you talking about, man? Some kids are pretty fucking smart. Just not in Juggalo groups.
Definitely ain't, because she put scent. S-E-E-N-T-S.
I see.
I think she went to put scent. You know, S-I-S.
I don't know. Possibly.
I'm 16, been a let since I was 9.
There you go, yeah.
But no. Fucked that up again completely. Again, group where it's just all the minors go and.
Well, before you hurt yourself, why don't you go ahead and play some new Slipknot or something?
Sounds good. Man, I've been bumping that shit all day. Fucking love it. I say we go with Black. Here we go.
I know why Judas wept, motherfucker!
And we are back.
Beating of his life.
Man, I think it's funny how King actually says it on the 20. Fucking about Paul Bearer fucking telling him, be like, said, Paul Bearer, you know the old saying, hell has no pizza, so you don't want to go there.
The fuck?
Yeah, seriously. It was fucking awesome.
Damn kids.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking Amazon.
The hell to do now?
I'm trying to fucking download a fucking track off there called, My Suicide by fucking Critical Bill.
And?
Now let me do it.
Okay.
You might order. Sign in. Motherfucker, no. I don't want a fucking invoice. Oh, well, fuck it.
An invoice?
Anyway.
For downloading a song.
Yeah, Amazon gives you fucking invoices for everything.
I see.
Yeah, it was $1.99.
99 cents, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good fucking song, that's for damn sure. It's off of Downtown the World from Critical Bill, and it's definitely one of my favorite fucking tracks that they put out, which I'll probably get me a copy of the CD. Yeah, man, what do you think of that track from Slipknot?
Sounded pretty good.
Yeah, man, they're definitely doing good with this album this time around. It looks like, you know, fucking Joey left. Clown left.
Wait, that clown guy left too?
Yeah.
Damn.
How many people they have then? Let's see. Band members. Oh wait, that monk clown's still there. I thought he left. But,
all right, so that's the same amount then.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people are done.
7 people? And then there used to be like 9?
Yeah. Clown, 133, Mick, Corey, Sid, Chris Fain, and Jim Root, and then, of course, Paul Gray. And Joey Jordison. Paul Gray died. Joey Jordison left.
Yeah, but they replaced both of them.
No.
They got a new drummer and they got a new bassist.
No bassist.
Well, who the fuck was I doing the video then and all that commotion over?
The one in the drums was... That was Joey Jordison. That was The original drummer.
No, the guy playing the guitar or basses, whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, Donnie Steele. Donnie Steele, yeah. Yeah, he was with him from 2011 to 2013.
He was just still there.
Oh, he was just temporary.
So he made that video, and that was it.
Well, I mean, he was on guitar from like '95 to '96, like when the band first started and shit.
Wait, are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, Donnie Steele. Yeah, he was guitarist from 95 to 96, and he did bass guitar from 2011 to 2013.
I'm talking about that dude that people were talking about in that new video that they had, the Devil and I.
As far as I know, I don't think they have anybody new. I mean, that might just be a someone stepping in for the time being.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think he just might be a fill-in for the time being, but he wasn't like a permanent person to be a part of the group. Oh, wait, never mind. Yes, there was somebody new that they were supposed to. Oh, fuck, I don't want that whole fucking vitamin C and E bullshit. Never mind. Yeah, there was somebody new that's supposed to take their place for basis. They just haven't announced who was going to be yet.
Yeah, they're rocking the quote-unquote generic masks.
Yeah.
Well, now do you understand what the fuck I'm trying to say?
But also, Corte also did mention that, you know, neither the bassist or drummer are permanent members of the band, though, too. So they're not staying for good. They're just filling in for... Like, you know, until they find someone, at least Joey comes back, if he decides to come back. And until they find an actual permanent bassist.
I see.
I don't want Netflix. I'll load this to my computer. Quit out fucking Netflix because I don't want Netflix. But, yeah, I mean, so far, you know, these tracks are definitely dope. I mean, especially, I like fucking Nomadic. I think I like Nomadic and AOV. From Slipknot right now. Like, those are my two favorite tracks off this album.
Well, I can't say the same because I haven't heard anything off the album except for The Devil and I.
And Skeptic and Lutch.
Well, did you just play that song now?
Lutch was the one I played. I played Skeptic before that one. That's when I was playing when you first called in.
Missed that one.
I'll just replay AOV, so you can check out AOV. It's definitely a dope fucking track. So, here we go.
Myself, but the only thing that matters now. then you got to be. Be yourself, not yourself. Know yourself, cause no one seems to know you now. We carry what we can't control. Approaching original violence in the silence. There's a nihilist who doesn't care.
It was a good one.
Hell yeah. Maybe tomorrow I'll be able to send you the entire album.
Possibly. You could also watch Titus O'Neil. They're probably lost tonight.
Yeah. No.
Jeez. Says he cares about NXT. Won't watch NXT.
Oh, he was on NXT.
Yeah, that was the big match for this week.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Titus O'Neil trying to beat Adrian Neville.
Your word. Trying.
I'm sure he didn't, but we'll find out.
Yeah, definitely will. I'll definitely watch that tomorrow when I get home from work. to go with one final track, and I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, one final track and go screaming everybody in the world.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go scream at everybody in the world.
That's right. Because we're juggalos. I can't even take this shit serious. But anyway, let's hear a song. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Hell yeah, here we go. Nomadic, Slipknot.